presented the Welsh Government's consultation to members, and you can see the faces of those members in those meetings drop as we go through the consultation, okay? It's a lot to take on. There's a lot of issues in there. It's my job now, same as Abby's job, the farming leaders, the farming unions, to work together with the Welsh Government to get a scheme that's workable for all the farmers of Wales. That's what we're going to try and do. And you guys being here today, as the meeting in Welshpool, the meeting in Carmarthen, and those tractor protests that are seen around Wales, that helps to strengthen our position, okay? That makes it easier when we go in those meetings. So instead of us just telling the minister, well, this is what the industry thinks, this is what the industry thinks, you're getting that message across loud and clear today. So diolch yn fawr for coming, okay? So, this is about working together, okay? This is, we're all in this together, as the saying goes, okay? There's strength in unity, okay? So we need to stick together. This is not about point scoring. This is about working together to get the right result for our industry and for our rural communities. A great example of that today is those rural businesses who have sponsored buses for people to come down from North Wales, from far and wide, okay? So give them a big round of applause, guys. So we've heard the comment before, you know, well, why should farmers get support? It's that support that moves out into the rural economy. Those rural businesses all rely on farmers and for their living and their income, and that's really important message to get across here, and I think we're doing a great job of that today, guys, because we're all here, we're in it together. We're proud to be here, and we're prouder still to be feeding the nation, okay? It's about food production as well. That's what we do as farmers. So a huge thank you to everybody. Huge thank you to the public, as Wynne said earlier, for their continued support to the whole industry. I'm sure we're going to get that today, and we're going to continue to get that. But we get that by continuing with peaceful, law-abiding protest, okay? We get our message across. We're doing that job today. Just like to finish on one note then. The FUW warned the Welsh Government not to awaken the sleeping Welsh dragon. Okay, we've said it before, and I think that's very apt today. The dragon is now well and truly awake. Have a good day, guys. Okay, yo.
Bryn Han Dar, everyone. It is absolutely amazing to stand here and look at all of you. It's putting the hairs up on the back of my neck. We are all stood here today because we're completely united. There are groups right across Wales. People have come down from the hills, the mountains, you've come out of the valleys, you've come off the coastal areas. Everybody has come here today to make sure that we make a statement. None of us should be here, and we're remembering everybody who isn't here at the moment. The people that we've left behind in our lambing sheds, in our calving sheds, those who are behind trying to get crops out in the field. Everybody is here in spirit, even if they're not here with us now, and it's a credit to the entire industry to just see the scene that is in front of me. I'm not going to lecture you as to why we're all here now. And it is about three things. Whether it is bovine TB, whether it is increasing regulation, or whether it is to do with the sustainable farming scheme and the crazy farm support payments that seem to be rolling out in front of us. What is really, really important that all of you remember is that we are an ambitious industry. We are here every single day to make sure that we produce safe, traceable, nutritious and affordable food for people. We are here to make sure that we are looking after the environment, promoting biodiversity, and we are here to make sure that we meet those net zero commitments the society is asking
us to do. Bullshit!
We cannot do it if we do not stand together.
Bullshit.
Every single one of you who has come here from rural Wales is here to support that. We need...
You're full
of
shit.
We are looking for a Welsh Government to listen to us. All of you have come here now to be listened to. That is all that we're asking.
You don't speak for
us.
The
only thing universal about this scheme at the moment is that it is universal for no one. It's not acceptable for anybody at this moment in time. Your voice is being heard behind the glass behind me. It will be heard.
Nice one, son.
And if you can, we have got a saying, which is we are Welsh farming. I can genuinely tell you today that you are Welsh farming. And we will make sure that we get a result from this, because every single one of us matter. So thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Diolch yn fawr am gael y cyfle I fod yn siarad yn eddi. Thank you very much for the honour of coming to speak.
Great,
in 2015, I was very privileged to referee the World Cup final in Twickenham, the proudest moment of my career. But today, I'm even prouder to come and speak in front of good, decent people. And an honour to be here to speak and to support you today as a fellow farmer. I was brought up in a council estate in West Wales. Council estate in West Wales. My first dream as a little boy, as 8 years of age, was not to be a referee, but was to be a farmer. It's taken years and years of hard work to achieve that goal, to get in a small holding, a small herd of pedigree Herefords. And I do it because I care, because I'm passionate about the industry that we're in. Not just for our way of life, but without farmers, there is no food. There can be no Six Nations game in Cardiff here next Saturday against France if there is no referee. There can be no food on the table if there is no farmers.
Yeah, mate. Perfect, son.
Can I also say as well that you must take huge credit for the way that you've conducted yourself in the last few weeks and few months. In the protest that's been going on, in the way that you have done that, peacefully and with integrity, with respect to others as well. Driving the tractors up the M4 from Crossanes to Pontypridd, yet leaving the outside lane open that emergency vehicles or people who wished past could. That is why the majority of people in Wales are behind us and will support us, because the way that you were conducting yourself in a respectful manner. This is not about politics. This should not be personal about individuals. Politics should not play a part in this. Yes, politics need to listen, but everybody should pull together and keep united in for the future of farming in here in Wales. In decades' time to come, we want to see people in those Wellingtons there, not empty ones. Not only is our livelihoods at stake with a loss of over 5,000 jobs, not only is it going to demise our communities, our culture, our history, our language. This is why it's important. There are things that we can do better as farmers. We have changed the way we do things, and we will continue to look after the countryside and the environment as we always have done. And all we want is to be treated fairly. A policy that is fair. There are a lot of things that are beneficial within the policies that's on offer. But there are some things that are not. And all we want is to sit down and find a way forward and work together. And that is all we want, and that is all we should expect. And the respect in doing that as well. It shouldn't matter who you are. Shouldn't matter where you come from, what the colour of your skin is, your sexual orientation, your religious beliefs, your political views. All that should matter is that we all are treated with respect and treated fair and given the same opportunities to live our lives and our livelihoods as we've always done.
Yeah. Yes. said, mate. I like this guy. Yeah, well said.
I urge you as a farming community, myself included, to continue to raise your voices, but to continue to do it in a respectful and peaceful way. And may I leave you with this thought. Not only do we have a responsibility in what we say or what we do, we sometimes have more of a one if we stand by and we say or do nothing. You have not stood by and done nothing, and you must continue to do that in the respectful way that you have done. Thank you for your time. Good afternoon. God bless.
Well done, mate. That's it.
And how do you follow that? Pretty difficult for me to follow that. But fantastic. And thank you, all three of the first speakers, for giving the insight and the knowledge into the industry. Okay, as many of you will be aware, there is a debate happening in this building behind us this afternoon. So it's only right that we do hear from some politicians for them to earn their money and for them to stand in front of you. So can I, Mr. Andrew Archie Davis, Fina Bjorweth, and Sam Kurtz, and Cleo Griffith to come forward to give you a deliberation.
Good afternoon, everyone, and can I thank you all for coming here to Cardiff Bay today. But more importantly, can I thank you for what you do as a community. You feed the nation, you build communities across Wales, you strengthen those communities, but above all, by standing here today, you're sending a message to the Welsh Parliament and the Welsh Government that you're not happy. And you're not happy with the sustainable farming scheme.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the sustainable farming scheme?
No!
You need to be louder than that, because Cattaines Park, where the Welsh Government devised this scheme, is across the other end of Cardiff. Are you happy with the sustainable farming scheme?
No!
I think he might have just about heard that. But what we as an industry do is make sure that we provide the food for this nation while protecting the environment. And above all, what we must continue to do and be allowed to do is produce that food, protect our environment, and allow the next generation who wear those shoes and boots to come forward and farm like we have and our predecessors before us. And when you have a scheme on the table that talks about taking 5,500 farmers out of existence, reduces cattle numbers by 125,000, takes out 800,000 sheep, and takes £200 million out of the economic output of the rural economy, then that really does put a question mark over where we're going as a country and where we're going as an industry. And I give you this commitment that from the Welsh Conservatives' perspective, we will work with any politicians to make sure we secure that future and make that gain. And whilst the Welsh Government made an announcement yesterday on TB and on looking at NVZs, regrettably as we stand here today, nothing has changed. And it's still the case that NVZs and the lack of progress on TB have also caused you to come here today and let your presence be felt and heard. Now, what we want to make sure is that that presence manifests itself into change. So do you want to see change in the sustainable farming scheme?
Yes.
Do you want to farm for the future and for this country?
Yes.
And above all, do you believe that you are the best farmers in the world who produce the best food in the world?
Yes.
Let's make change happen. And let's get this scheme right so that we can carry on doing what we do best, which is farm and care for our environment. Thank you once again, and you've conducted yourselves marvellously. Let's continue that and make sure our voices are heard loud and clear. Thank you.
Prynhawn da, it's wonderful to see so many of you here today. Gadwch i mi ddweud hyn, does yna ddim Cymru heb ei chefn gwlad. There is no Wales without rural Wales. A does yna ddim cefn gwlad hyfyw heb gefnogaeth ei llywodraeth. And we cannot have a vibrant rural Wales without its governments here in Cardiff and in Westminster being willing to be champions for it and backing it at every turn. That is a clear message here on the steps of the Senedd today. From the food on our tables to our living communities and to our rural environments and the health of biodiversity in rural Wales, it is agriculture that binds all of this together, that cares for this, that produces it. And I see you all here today, people who have made the long journey from my neck of the woods, my constituency from Ynysmore, and dach gweld chi, cyfeillion da, my good friends here from across Wales today. And I see real determination. And I look across the generations in my own family. My grandparents, hard-working tenant farmers on the hills of Meirionnydd, we owe it to them, those who have gone before us. And I look at the next generation, my own son studying for a degree in agriculture and his generation, and I look at my niece and my nephews, and at their determination to want to put down their own roots, to be the future of agriculture and to be the future of our rural economies and our rural communities. We owe it to all of them. We win this fight for rural Wales by acting together, just as you've come together here on the steps of the Senedd today. And it gives me so much pleasure and gives us so much strength to be here standing with you. But let's celebrate the fact that so many people have made the journey here today. Let's make our plea that enough is enough, one that is impossible to ignore. You can, and importantly, we together can make that difference and achieve that change. On SFS, on regulations, on TB, we in Plaid Cymru will be your voice, speaking on your behalf in that Senedd today, because enough is enough. Digon i'w digon, a diolch i bob un ohonoch chi.
Well, everybody, what an experience this is. I'm a politician, yes. Secondly, first, I'm a farmer's son. And one word that has resonated with me throughout this whole debate is that of community. That community that we get our strength from. And we'll hear some powerful and passionate and emotive stories later, but let me share with you mine. Some years ago, when my father took ill and he was lying in intensive care, it was the farming community who helped us take cattle down to Whitland Mar to sell. When my father was in intensive care, it was the farming community, our farming friends, who helped feed us by making sure that there was food on our table when we came back from Withybush Hospital. It is because of those farming friends, because of those farming colleagues and that community, I stand here today in solidarity with each and every single one of you against what this Welsh Government is proposing in sustainable farming scheme, against Bovine TV and against the FSA. Generations before us and generations to come that we stand here against those proposals. We want to work with politicians. We want to make the changes necessary, but work with us. Acknowledge the work that we are already doing in protecting our environment, in supplying sustainable food for our family and our country.
Yeah, incredible, mate.
Acknowledge that the answers lie with us, the farmers, not the questions. We are the solution to the problems. Work with us. And so help me God, I will continue to stand up and be a voice for every single farmer here today that wants to see a better future, not just for themselves, but for their kids
and their children's children to make sure that Wales continues to be, as it always has been, the pinnacle of agriculture in the world. I am so proud of my father, of the work that he undertakes on the farm at home. And I share that pride in every single one of you who toils so hard to supply us with food. Thank you. But please take that pride forward today of knowing you've been part of something special. February 28th, 2024, let's all go home and remember and speak to those future generations that we've protected their livelihoods by telling them, I was there. I was there. Yeah. If I am ever lucky enough to have a family of my own, by God, I will tell them that I was the proudest moment of my life was to be able to address you and tell you that I'm doing everything that I can. I haven't stood back and let other people do things. I've been there trying my best on your behalf, and it's been an absolute pleasure to do it, and I will continue to do it. 28th of February 2024, I was there.
Yeah, boys. 100%.
Well, diolch yn fawr, Sam. Mae mor hyfryd bod gymaint ohonoch chi yma. Y prynhawn mae'r gweithdar glaw yn dod â'r neges yn glir i galon Democratiaeth Cymru, gan obeithio bydd Llywodraeth Cymru yn clywed y neges mae nifer ohono ni wedi bod wedi fforgethu ers blynyddoedd maith. Nawr, many of us stood with the miners 40 years ago when they were fighting for their livelihoods. Many are standing today with the steelworkers of Port Talbot who are absolutely, quite frankly, fighting for their livelihoods. Well, this is no different. This is no different. Rural Wales has exactly the same right to be standing up for its own livelihood, and that's exactly what we're doing. But when we see an impact assessment that tells us 5,500 jobs, direct jobs, will disappear, let alone, you know, the other jobs within the wider food and drink sector in Wales. When that tells us that £100-200 million worth of income will be lost to the sector, well, that isn't the just transition that the miners were demanding, that the steelworkers are demanding, and that every single one of you and us are here today demanding as well. We are entitled to that just transition. So why is that all right for some, but not for the others? That's the question we're asking here today. Now, this is why I was the member of the Senate that put forward the motion to scrap the NVZs 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Now, we lost the vote narrowly, but we're not giving up. You know, we're still doing everything we can to make sure that anything that is introduced works for farmers. Plaid Cymru today is supporting the motion on the SFS because it reflects exactly what we're saying, in that we need to pause the process and review what's being put forward because it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And that's why as well Plaid Cymru are leading a motion today to try and encourage and persuade the Welsh Government once and for all to get to grips with TB in wildlife. Come on, boys bach. Yeah. We're seeing the damage it's causing. We're seeing the damage it's causing, the carnage, and the dark, dark cloud on people's mental health as well.
Yeah.
Can they not see that? Yeah. Can they not see that? Well, we see it, and we won't rest until that is dealt with once and for all.
We need action, not motivation.
So thank you all for coming here. I have four children who've been raised on a family farm. And this is as much about their future as it is about all our futures, isn't it? It's the next generation, number of people appointed to these wellies. You know, we'll get by. People will manage. But what about our children? Do they not deserve a future to look forward to? Do they not deserve the same opportunity that others have had? And yes, things evolve. Yes, things change. Of course, they shouldn't be static. But it's absolutely about giving them that chance in life, that best chance that we can possibly give them. So rest assured, none of us here will rest until we manage to secure the future that they and all of us deserve. Diolch I chi am fod, ni'n gwerthfawrogi'r ffaith bod chi wedi neud y daith. Mae e yn gwneud gwahaniaeth. Diolch yn fawr iawn. message I would give those politicians there now. We want Wales and this building here to be inclusive to everybody, not just certain parts of Wales. We want it to be inclusive to everybody. So take that message back into that building with you and debate and give us a better value for money for rural Wales from this building. Okay, we're going to move on now. And we're going to have farmer stories. We're going to hear from various industry representatives. So we're going to start with Mr. Stuart Williams, who's going to give us his farmer story.
We want to see Leslie Griffiths. Come on, let's actually do something. Hey!
25th of April, 2022. Started as any other day. There was no need for an alarm, with an excitable 3-year-old and a baby in the house. So once I got dressed, played a few games, wellies on, I managed to escape the mayhem and closed the house door. But there it was. Silence. Not a sound. Not a gate rattling, and not even a calf skipping around the pens. I froze, wondering what the hell am I going to do? As a fourth-generation dairy farmer, like many of you, it's in our blood. The interest, the enthusiasm, and the passion became second nature. And at a very young age, I understood it wasn't a job, it was my lifestyle. At the age of 11, I wrote a note to my parents saying, when I grow up, I want to milk cows. I want to milk 120 of the best cows. And from that day on, it was not just my ambition, it became my dad's too. With no spare cash to buy the next big thing, he bred them. And in turn, I joined him on that journey. 2016 was a particular highlight for us, winning the Supreme Dairy Peers at the Royal Welsh Show. Both ours, both homebred, and most importantly, both shown by dad and myself. 3 years after this win, it struck. Never in the history of our farm we had a TB reactor. We lost 7 that day, 15 the next test, and from then on, it was over 20. Over the next 3 years, lorry loads were taken until we had the final phone call stating the remaining bovines on the farm were being depopulated. Almost 600 animals were removed in a 3-year, 1-month period, all with paperwork stating no visible lesions for TB. All cultures were negative, and we were left with nothing. Mentally, I was gone. It's thanks to the support of the doctor and DPJ, but most importantly, my family, I stand here today. And it's only now the situation is impacting my parents, a whole lifetime's work being taken away from them by the most incompetent policy ever to be written.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong, mate.
In those 3 years, we experienced a complete lack of communication and continuity with 5 case vets in 37 months. And we actually asked for a Welsh-speaking vet. And guess what? The Welsh government didn't have one. The words policy and protocol are used far too many times. But asked to see it, and I couldn't. It wasn't available. And the answers given daily changed, depending on who you spoke to. We were living in the world of unknown, and our business, our livelihood, became a massive question mark. Physically, financially, mentally, there was no light at the end of our tunnel. My then 7-year-old nephew was distraught at the thought of heavily pregnant cows being shot on the farm. To see a cow shot is bad enough. But to see the unborn calf kicking after she drops is awful. And he's right. The cow, the calf, and we as farmers deserve better. This is a memory that can never be unseen. And it's not good enough. And although there was a statement yesterday about a group being set up to discuss this, we all know how long discussions go on for. For me, this action needs to become a reality fast.
Yeah, yeah!
Through the uncertainty of our breakdown and the lottery of what policy to follow. The only thing we did know was the volume of animals leaving the farm at each round of testing. Even when we discussed this, we were lied to. We were told a maximum of 4% of head had left every round of testing, but our farm figures clearly showed a minimum of 14%. And when you hear the rubbish that's spoken in the building behind me about TB improving, it really highlights the lies and corruption we face as farmers.
It's bullshit!
Yeah, yeah.
This week's Sunday politics, the minister stated she always tried to speak to farmers with no union representation. At this stage, we didn't. And following two invites, guess what? I'm still waiting a response.
Not good enough.
Disappointing, especially when the local MS, the Shadow Minister of Agriculture, and even the Chief Veterinary Officer for Wales managed to respect us with not only a response, but meetings. Many of you out there have, are, or will go through some of all or all that we have been through. And I must thank Ferrymuir for their recent airing of TB. It was a very painful watch, but needs to be seen, as it is a reality. Through my TB experience with the Welsh Government, I now trust nothing that's created. How can we as farmers live our lives knowing the future is being shaped on lies? I have given you an insight into our lives of living through the unknown. The day the last cows went, my dad lost his lifetime's work. I lost my dreams and ambitions, and my children's lost their future. I stand here today, our farm looks very different. My heart is saying one thing, my head another. We have a store cattle in the cubicles, pigs in the rearing sheds, and an education farm as a diversification. Am I achieving my ambitions? No. But with the uncertainty of what will come out of the Senate, I am not prepared to give anything 100% and fall victim to yet another worthless policy. Today is the first time I've spoken about our TB case publicly. Now, I'm nowhere near a politician as a speaker, but one thing I am prepared to do is stand here as a proud farmer and will always care for my farm and my animals and feed the nation for future generations. Can I finally thank everyone who was enabled today for happening, but more importantly, thank you guys for coming. Everyone has come as an individual, but together we are making a statement to the Welsh Government that we are united. Thank you.
Of the decisions made in the building behind us. I want to formally thank the crew of Ferrymuir who did that programme in Castell Owel, and thank the family of Castell Owel for being so open and letting the cameras come onto their farm. And can you give them all a round of applause, because I do think what an easy thing to do. Our next speaker is a veterinary surgeon that works on the forefront of TB every day of his life. So, and that's Rhys Beynon Thomas. I will also ask now Ewan Humphries, a farmer, to come forward. Caris Jones, a farmer, to come forward. Kate Miles from GPJ. Gareth Wynne-Jones, and one of the organisers and a farmer story, Mr. Liam Price. Okay, so
we'll
all take the podium
when you're done. Okay, thank you. Right. Pnawn da, ffrindiau. Mi'n sefyll o'ch blaen chi, pnawn ma, nid yn unig fel fferm, ond hefyd fel ffermwr da godro a defyn yn hun. Dwi'n ffermwr rhan amser gyda'n rieni am rawd sy'n draw ma'na. I stand before you today, not only as a farm animal vet, but also as a dairy and sheep farmer myself, farming part-time with my parents and brother stood over there. Now, I gave this exact same speech to the gathering in Carmarthen a few weeks ago. And you know what? I could have done the same speech last year, And unless things change, I can do exactly the same thing, same speech next year. Because as far as TB in Wales goes, nothing is changing. Using Welsh Government's own most recent available data, let's see how we've done over the last 10 years under the increased cattle testing regime. After a decade of testing in Wales, we have not gained one bit in controlling the disease. In quarter three, 2013, the reactor rate per 1,000 cow tested was 3.2 cows. The latest available data, 10 years later, in quarter three of 2023, shows a current reactor rate of 5 cows per 1,000 tested. Yes, there are seasonal trends, but I can guarantee you that Wales is seeing no improvement in the fight against TB over the last 10 years. Currently, 16% of all dairy herds across Wales are locked down with TB. 16%, that's a massive figure. In the high-risk west area, where I live and work, there was a rise of 26% in the number of herds closed down with TB against the previous year. The disease is not going away. Far from it. For many herds in Wales, the nightmare continues. 10 years ago, some 6,300 reactors were killed in Wales. In the last 12 months, 9,669 cows were slaughtered, and every cow counts. And yet the Welsh Government continue to tell us that things are improving. Almost 10,000 Welsh cattle slaughtered in the last 12 months doesn't sound like much progress to me. All parties involved can agree that a wildlife vector plays a large role in the presence and continuation of bovine TB in an area. Here in Wales, the problem lies with the badger in particular. Estimates claim that the UK-wide population of the badger has increased from some 250,000 total population in the 1980s to a population of almost 500,000, according to a study in 2013. Double the population density. It stands to reason that competition within this species means that the badger must hunt a wider area for food and is more likely to catch disease, and that with twice as many in the population, will have twice the exposure to cattle. I can safely say that not one of us here today, inside or outside the Senedd, want to see the extinction of the badger population. But what we can all agree on is the importance of a controlled and healthy badger population. Yeah. Let's not forget, a TB-infected badger will also end its life in slow and a painful manner. There is no debate that bovine TB is also transferred from cow to cow, and the industry has gone along with the increasingly stringent testing regime imposed upon us by Welsh Government. But how can we explain widespread TB in herds that have not purchased an animal for 20 years and more? Culls have been ongoing across the border now for a decade and more, and the results are very promising, showing clear declining trends in the incidence of disease in the cull areas. Decreases of 66 and 37% in the spread of disease to cattle is shown in the Gloucestershire and Somerset cull areas. Up to 66% decrease in the incidence of rates of TB after 4 years of culling. Why won't the Welsh Government take note of this scientific data? Disease control should be directed by scientific data and not political policies devised to win votes. I can give a farmer advice on how to clear and control almost any disease on farm, but I cannot give complete legal advice on how to eradicate TB from that farm. A large part of my workload is unfortunately linked to TB testing. I absolutely hate the job. I've stood on both sides of that crush, losing some 60 animals in one go at home 5 years ago. And I've tagged endless reactors with those dreaded green DNA tags over the years. The practical stresses on the herd and staff, having to undertake a test often almost every 60 days,
has a significant economical cost. But I'd argue this is nothing at all compared to the emotional stress a farmer goes through when facing the current lottery of a TB test. Welsh Government has come out with a target of TB eradication in Wales by 2041. I believe when setting a target, it should be realistic and achievable. Using current control measures, focusing on cows only and ignoring the affected badger, this target is far from achievable. It's not even a dream, it's more a fantasy. Something has to change for the survival of cattle farming in Wales. And I'm urging, no, in fact, I'm begging the Welsh Government to use the available evidence, the available science, and include a badger cull in high-risk areas as an aid to control and eradicating TB from Wales.
Yeah, I know. There's boarding, so nothing's...
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, I know.
I was asked to do this on Sunday, and it says in the agenda a farmer's story. But we're all farmers here, and we've all got different stories. And I have no more right to share mine than you out there in the crowd. So I will use this opportunity to convey what I think the crowd feels to the media, to the public, and to the Senedd. So I'm a fifth-generation farmer from Mid Wales. I'm farming sheep, cattle, and free-range hens. And there's a couple of reasons I'm here. I've got a two-year-old son sitting at home who loves every minute of being on the farm. And I am fighting for his future on that farm. I'm also here to make sure us farmers stick together and unite through this time of hardship. Regardless of who we are, where we come from, what we farm, or what we believe in, now is the time to stick together. I'm very nervous, I'm just a farmer, so bear with me.
It's all right, mate.
I look around here in the crowd and you're all like me. You're just fighting for our right to produce food in Wales. These new schemes and incentives that are getting pushed upon us are here for one thing and one thing only: to kill us off. And I say enough is enough.
Yay! Nice one, mate.
Someone speaking some sense.
The government tell us we need to work better with nature and fight a climate crisis. So I parked in Adams Street and I've walked to the Senedd today through about 10 tonne of litter.
True that.
Farmers are the heart and soul of our local communities, and I, for one, are fed up of being treated like the villain. Where do the people thinking up these schemes think their food is going to come from when there's farms ravaged by TB and we're busy pruning trees?
Yeah. That's it, man.
Not only are we fighting for our farms, we're fighting for our communities, our local shops, our local schools, our markets, and everything in between. How many non-farmers are going to go to Wednesday and CCF to keep them afloat? We've just had to listen to four politicians promise the world and try and get your support just for votes. Well, I challenge each and every one of you to actually stick to your promises, get out of the cycle, and do something. I got asked yesterday, is this a protest, a threat to the Welsh Government? And I had no idea how to answer. So I'll tell you this, Welsh Government. Look at us all here today, together as one. There are thousands of us here fighting for the same thing, a common goal, to ensure our future in Wales farming. And if you don't start working with us, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
difference between a politician and a regular guy? Politicians are full of shit.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. As I stand before you today, I am reminded of some famous words that seem apt in this, Welsh agriculture's darkest hour. We shall not flag or fail. We shall go on to the end. We shall fight on the Senate steps. We shall fight in the supermarket aisles. We shall fight in the dairies. We shall fight in the auction marts. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender. We are the next generation farmers, and we are not prepared to be the last.
There you go. Thank God those politicians have gone.
For centuries, agriculture and farmers have been at the very heart of this country. Through two world wars, through the Blitz, farmers saved our people from starvation, never asking for a word of thanks. Through the whirlwind that was COVID, farmers kept food on our tables and our shelves full, never expecting a word of praise. Farmers are honest, hard-working, and resilient people who, by their very nature, rarely complain and overcome adversity every single day of their lives. There are few people in this world with the strength of character of a farmer. But there are even fewer who understand what it truly takes to produce a plate of food. Mark Drakeford and Leslie Griffiths, it seems.
Boom! Yeah, you got it.
Have never felt the pang of hunger and have forgotten that food does not simply drop from the sky. Post-Brexit, we need a Welsh food strategy that delivers for both our farmers and our consumers. We need profitability for farm businesses. We need to end food poverty. We need to encourage innovation and entrepreneurial spirit, not choke it at every turn. It beggars belief, ladies and gentlemen, that 7 years after the Brexit and Our Land consultation, we are standing here today with no finalised agricultural policy for the end of the basic payment scheme. No idea what budget is available. No idea what the funding transition will look like. How can our farm businesses plan anything? How can we strive for greater efficiency when our government undermines us with every single policy decision? Halting climate change and accelerating the green environment are admirable aspirations. But when these aims reduce our ability to produce food, we have completely lost our way. Russia is at war with Ukraine. Israel is at war with Gaza. And the Red Sea shipping routes are under constant siege. In such a volatile world, ladies and gentlemen, it is ludicrous for our government to take 20% of land out of production.
No way. Bullshit to that. Not a freaking chance. They ain't going to do that. Don't worry.
We should be increasing our self-sufficiency, not sleepwalking into a food security crisis. Mr. Drakeford, you claim to be listening to us farmers. So why is it that the Sustainable Farming Scheme Universal Actions still contain 10% tree planting and 10% habitat creation.
It's all bollocks!
Perhaps I've not been paying attention. But it was my understanding that both of these policies were rejected by our industry from the outset. As an elected person holding a public office, why is it that you are going against the expertise of our farmers? Against the will of the Welsh people who want to eat Welsh food? And ignoring the recommendations from our farming unions and your own political party in Westminster.
Is that Greta Thunberg?
Who exactly are you representing?
I don't know who it is. Well, she should talk to her in our next room.
A blanket Wales NVZ. A TB policy that has squandered billions of pounds with no disease eradication. And a sustainable farming scheme that is anything but sustainable. This government is launching a three-pronged attack on our industry. And as a young person in agriculture, I would like to know why. Why is it that farming should shoulder the full burden of environmental legislation? Whilst other industries, like Welsh water, remain untouched. Why is it that food is not considered a public good when it is the very thing that keeps people alive? Why is it that you know better than farmers how to manage the land they've stewarded for generations?
WF.
And why is it that you are not increasing the Welsh agriculture budget to deal with the mounting cost of regulation? Instead of answers, we are left with uncosted schemes and a complete lack of accountability. It is just not good enough. Welsh agriculture is already struggling to attract young people into our sector. And with policies like these, it's no surprise. Globally, Wales is at the forefront of sustainable food production. This should be a time of excitement and enthusiasm for farm businesses, with government supporting homegrown produce in domestic markets and negotiating new export deals. Our rainfall, our temperate climate and our varied landscape give us the opportunity to grow a range of crops, whether it be for food or energy. Farmers hold the key to unlocking the green potential of this country. But we cannot do it with our hands tied behind our backs with red tape and no profitability to reinvest in new technology. Ambitious climate targets are on the agenda of every government in every developed nation. But most leaders are sensible enough to realise that farmers need to be on side to deliver any real change. Mr. Drakeford, without farmers standing in your corner, your targets are nothing but numbers on a piece of paper.
It's an absolute pilchard, that's what it is.
To every politician sitting in Cardiff today, we are here and we are ready to work with you to build a better, greener Wales. One that champions our next generation of farmers. One that tackles the climate crisis using methods other than tree planting. And one that ensures safe, sustainable food production for years to come. It is time to put our heads together to create a Wales of opportunity. Because with agriculture and farmers leading the charge, our red dragon will be the envy of the world. Thank you.
Diolch yn fawr am y cyfle I siarad heddiw. Thank you for the opportunity to talk today. I'm taking a slightly different approach to some of the speakers that we've heard already, as I'm not speaking as a farmer, despite being one. I'm here representing the DPJ Foundation. We're a mental health charity that works with the agricultural community across Wales.
Hooray! Well said. This is the third signal.
Our service, which we've already heard mentioned today, is we provide a 24/7 confidential telephone and text helpline for farmers and people in agriculture. We also provide professional counselling for those people who contact us who choose to have that. Alongside that, we provide mental health awareness training to help our industry spot the signs. And one of the things that we've been seeing more recently is an increase in the number of companies within agriculture coming to us saying, please, can you help train our staff? They're going out to farm and they're constantly finding themselves being a sounding board for farmers and they feel ill-equipped to deal with some of the issues that they're seeing. So what I want to talk about is not how bad our industry is in terms of mental health, but some of the things that we are seeing. So when we do our training, and I was doing a session on Monday evening with a young farmers group, we always talk about the stress bucket. So this is an imaginary bucket that we all have into which the daily stresses and strains that we encounter go in. So today's stress could be trying to get to Cardiff or standing in the rain. But it can also be the big things, the things like that TB test, the NVZ rules, trying to get one's head around how do we make this work for our farm. And of course, responding to the single sustainable farming scheme consultation.
It's bullshit.
But what we find is that life is already busy. We're already picking up these stresses and strains. Farming is challenging at the best of times. When we've got these big issues that are already filling our bucket up, when the things like a really dire, wet February that makes farming really hard, or the worry of a poor lambing because of Schmallenberg or other viruses, these are the things that take somebody to fill their bucket. And when their bucket fills, that's when they hit breaking point. That's when they have no more resilience left. And we're a very resilient bunch as farmers. That's the point when they hit crisis. And what we're seeing is more and more people are experiencing a very full bucket. I'm not going to reel off a load of stats, but just one for you. So we're here now at the end almost of February 2024. This month, the DPJ Foundation has seen a 72% increase in the number of referrals we've made to our counselling service. That's not the number of people who've called us or texted us, that's the number of people who've opted for counselling. We're 72% higher in February 2024 compared to February 2023.
Shit.
That to me is massive.
Yeah.
That to me is concerning, but that to me also shows where we're feeling as an industry, that our buckets are really, really full. And maybe that's not surprising when we've got a crowd of people here, which is really heartening, who are farmers. We're farmers through and through. We identify as farmers. It's part of our DNA. It's part of our blood. It's in our roots. We've heard people talk about wanting to safeguard their farm for their next generation, or having farming in their history. It's something that's so much an integral part of us. But of course, we get so much self-worth from being a farmer. I'm proud to say that I'm from the farming community, that I've got farming blood. But when it's disparaged, or when it's dismissed, or when our voice isn't heard properly, that makes us angry. It's frightening. And it certainly fills our bucket up. So that's one message about why we want to be listened to, why we have a load of people here, and more undoubtedly watching from their lambing and calving sheds, one wishing they could be here, because this is something that's so integral to our identity, our sense of self and our self-worth. And it can feel hopeless, but I actually don't feel hopeless. I feel hopeful. Looking at every single person who has made the effort, and for some it's been a massive mammoth effort for you to get here today, a really early start or even setting off last night, you care enough to want to do something, and by being here today you have done something. You have made a point. You have stood together shoulder to shoulder. You've shown the strength of our very special community. Your actions by being here today and doing something, it might feel like you're not doing enough, but really, believe me, this is a massive thing. Alongside that, we've already seen actions that have had effect, and I know we've heard some dismissal of the ministerial statement yesterday saying that there will be action. We've been waiting a long time for those actions to come, and actually finally hearing that that things will happen shows that this pressure, the meetings behind the scenes, the work the unions have been doing, the work that the farmers' groups who've been talking quietly, is making a difference. In the same way that you being stood here is making a difference, and future events will make a difference. It's so important that we keep that pressure on, that we play our role, we stand up to be counted. And the public are with us, they're behind us. There was a survey done recently, and 86% of the respondents from Mr. Drakeford's constituency said they support farmers being in receipt of financial support to produce food, because that's our identity. As farmers, we're not landscape gardeners. We are food producers who do that well in said. Harmony with our environment on our farm.
Well said.
Gardens. I like that. Nice touch.
Now, looking around this crowd, a lot of people have travelled together. They've come with someone else. There's definitely anger out there. We can sense it. There's also fear, and there's also maybe a little bit of hope. But what is so important is that we cling on to that hope. If you're feeling angry or if you're feeling scared, that you don't hold that on your own, because there's absolutely no need for you to do that. You have a crowd of friends here who want to make this industry a success and to safeguard our future. Speak to them. Reach out to your family. Reach out to your friends. If you don't want to, reach out to people like us. But please don't feel that you are isolated in what you're doing. You can also play another role. So by being here, that's one thing. But also, every single one of you in this crowd should have already, or by next week, have completed your consultation response. I haven't done mine yet, but I will be doing it, and I will be ensuring that every single member of my family also respond to that consultation. We've talked about the wellies earlier and the symbolism of empty wellies. We've heard of the job losses that are predicted in our industry. That's on farm. There's potential impact in our wider communities is so much bigger. However, there is something else you can do. NFU are doing a collection alongside some of the ag supplies like CCF and Wednesday. If you've got spare farm boots, spare wellies, please drop them off ASAP, because it's not just standing up and shouting that makes a difference. Sometimes we can get our points across by speaking quietly. And the symbolism that we can deliver. We've got to use every single tool that's in our toolbox to get our message across. And then the third thing that we can all be doing is speaking to the people within our communities. There are people who have not that much of an understanding of why farmers are taking to the streets, but we can tell them. We can use our social media. We can use the conversation in the post office to talk about, why are we so upset? Why are we so frightened? What do these proposals potentially mean for our industry? We can get those messages across that with no farmers, there is no food. We can make that clear. And finally, I just want to leave you with a thought, and this is so important that every single person here and at home appreciates this. You're not on your own, whatever it feels like. The whole industry is standing beside you. Diolch yn fawr.
Thank you!
Yeah, boy! Yeah. We want someone with some bollocks out there.
Mam bach, dwi'n gwybod be ddeud. My God, unbelievable. But I want to be positive. I want to be positive because I want to see a future for my children on the land, farming and producing food. So I'm going to tell you a story. A story that started a month ago on my phone, on WhatsApp. I wish I hadn't opened it now. Two men standing over there, Gwyn and Rhys. They're the boys that started Digon You Digon, Enough Is Enough. And I want you to put your hands together for them boys.
Yeah!
They planted a seed in a field that was south-facing in good soil. And that seed's here now. That seed has grown into an oak because everybody travelled. Everybody came here for a reason. Because we love what we do. That's why people get fed. I will tell you, my father has never had a passport. He's never been abroad. And he said to me when they brought this, you know, 10% trees, I haven't worked this land, and my forefathers have, for people to come here and plant trees. Because we've worked our hands to the bone to get that land to produce food. A mae hwnna'n bwysig. Ein tir nidio. It's our land. And we produce the food.
Yeah! Fucking right, Sam.
Let us be strong. And let me tell you, I've got a few followers and everybody's behind us. The general public understand that they're going to need a farmer once, twice or three times every day of their lives. And if we don't stick together, and it's been a tough bloody month for me, I will tell you, I nearly walked away. But we will be strong. We will stick together, drive forward. And I'm going to be honest with you now. It's time for change. Digon, you digon. Awn ni adref yma, we'll go home from here with our hearts full of joy. We have done something special. Da ni di neud rhywbeth. Fydda ni gofio am yn oes for the rest of our lives. We were part of a farming food revolution. And we will bring this to the nation, to the people, and feed them sustainably, environmentally friendly, and affordably. Dwi'm yn mynd i falu cachyd yn mwyn. Diolch o galon. A diolch i chi am be da chi'n neud. Hefo'ch gilydd, da ni'n mynd i neud gwahaniaeth. Together, we will make a difference. Diolch o fawr.
Yeah. Oh, I think so. Yeah, man.
So, for those who don't know me, my name's Liam and I'm a beef and sheep farmer from Swansea. I would like to start off by saying thank you to all the speakers. But the biggest thanks goes to everyone who's turned up here today, because without your support, this wouldn't have happened. Simple as. Another thanks need to go to every single person that arranged the buses and allowed venues to be used for people as a meeting point. So, without repeating what everyone said, I think it's about time the government started to listen and realise that we are not going to take the SFS just laying down. We need to stick together through this rough time in this industry, and if that's in tractor protests like this, and God only knows what's to happen next if they don't listen, but that's not our problem.
Yeah, boy! Yeah, right on. Right on.
The most important thing is to produce the food. The food that everyone needs three times a day. Without that, there would be no people, simple as. So we need to protect our industry, keep our industry for the younger generation. And I'd just like to thank everyone for their support today.
and I wish you all a safe journey home. And on that note, I would like to say to every single politician, words are just words, actions speak louder than words.
Yeah, dude. I want to go up there. I actually want to go up there.
We're going to the end.
But they won't let us go up there.
And can I reiterate what Kate Miles said? Please, each and every one of you, fill out that consultation. Your views within that document matters. Can I also thank the five that went to meet Leslie Griffiths and Mark Drakeford at the beginning of the week?
Where's Leslie Griffiths? Bring Leslie Griffiths out!
Get him out here!
And
bring her out, Leslie
on the actions, on the actions that they promised, that they'd made in a press release yesterday, we will hold them to that.
They always lie.
And if they don't act on those actions, we will raise the voices again and again and again. It's been an honour for me to chair these three meetings. I am absolutely proud of each and every one of you here. Give yourselves a clap. Give yourselves, go on. You deserve it. We've got a treat for you now to finish. Magrani Ubeth, I godi wawgylch tywyll ma lan. We've got Aled Wyn Davies here. Aled sings the national anthem during the cheering test match of the Royal Welsh Show. So he's going to do that first this afternoon. Pob bwyd I chi, safe journey home, a diolch o iawn I chi gyd. Panwch o'ch calon ewan.
This is just a fucking show, isn't it?
My hen wlad fy'n hadau yn anwyl I mi gwlad bair ddach yn torion enwogion o fri a'i gorol rhafel wir gwlad wants to inform people about the transportation out from here. So he'll give you some information now. Thank you.